The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Sim Trainer.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good afternoon and welcome to this Saturday afternoon episode of Shooting from the Hip. This is Mark Avery. Jeff Pedrul will be with us very shortly. We're doing a live remote today from the Greene County Fish and Game Association where the Steel Challenge is going on. If you'd like to be part of the show, give us a call to the studio at 457-1290. We'll get you up on the board. We'll find out what it is that you'd like to talk about. We cover pretty much everything having to do with guns and firearms in general, concealed carry, training, questions about legislation that's pending or legal questions. We're not lawyers. We don't try to pretend to be them. But we do have an awful lot of experience answering those kinds of questions, and we'd love to take yours. If you're new to the show and you'd like to find out more about Sim Trainer as the sponsor of this program, you can call a range at 293-3914. We'll be glad to take your calls there. And if you'd like to find out more in general, you can go to our website at sim-trainer.com. That's sim-trainer.com. And we will have a lot of information there that's available, a calendar of our events, a way to contact us. That's probably the best way to contact us is by clicking the link there and sending us an email from the form on the webpage. And we would be glad to get that information. We'll be happy to answer any questions that you have. Let's see if Jeff is available now that we've got things rolling a little bit. Jeff, have you been able to join in?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hey, Mark? Jeff, good. Glad to hear you. Tell us a little bit about what's going on out there at Steel Challenge.
First of all, I'm glad to be able to do this, even though it's hot. It's an absolutely beautiful day. We're out here at the Greene County Fish and Game Club, where we come every second and third Saturday of the month, and we participate in the Steel Challenge, which our listeners, from what we've told them in the past, know that this is an event where you get to go. Today we have seven separate stations set up, and we have five steel plates at each station. The plates range in size from 10-inch to 12-inch circles to 12 by 18-inch squares, and they're at various distances from 15 to 50 feet, and they have them set up in kind of staggered fashion. Each stage is a little different to challenge the shooter. Some of the stations have obstacles that you have to kind of move sideways to shoot around, and then they have no shoot targets in interesting places so that if you jerk the trigger or you're not paying attention, you get a no shoot, you get a penalty. But basically the way this game works is you shoot five shots as fast as you can. You have to hit the target. Obviously, if you miss, you can make up the shots. However, there's a red stop plate. You can't shoot the red stop plate until you've hit the other four targets in any order. There's a strategy involved, and many of the people kind of strategize ahead of time. The thing is, though, once that buzzer goes off, as you know, Mark, and as our listeners who have enjoyed the competitive shooting sports know, that once the buzzer goes off, all the plans kind of go by the wayside.
Yeah, sometimes.
So it's a very interesting, challenging experience, and what I wanted to do today is do a broadcast from out here, and I'm going to have several guests with me over the next half hour, 45 minutes. The first one I have is one of my shooters on our high school team, Mitch. Mitch has been with us since about the beginning of the year. He just started shooting last year, and he's already achieved a very high level of performance. And what I wanted to do, Mitch, is start off and tell us, why did you get involved in the shooting sports?
Well, my father used to shoot when he was a kid. He actually got me interested in this. So about 22. And then when I was 13, he actually gave me a Henry rifle on my birthday, engraved it. And it really just set me off. I loved it immediately, especially the discipline, because I'm really an organized kind of guy. And every time I step up to the line, it attracts me because it's really you against you, the personal challenge of not really caring about how you do as long as you beat yourself.
See, that's an interesting point you bring up, Mitch. There's a lot of kids out there who the team sports aren't really for them. And even though there's a team aspect to the shooting sports that we participate, whether it's Steel Challenge here at Greene County or the Scholastic Action Shooting Pistol competition. We just, Mitch was part of the winning team that won up in the state match in May, and we have the Nationals coming up in July. And the nice thing is that, as Mitch mentioned, there's a team aspect. However, it's basically you against the timer. And you obviously, they take an accumulation of the various members on the team score to determine where you rank. But the nice thing is it really is individual with a team aspect to it. And Mitch, you mentioned that your dad started you out with a 22, and then you went to a 22 Henry rifle, which all of our listeners, that's one of the things that everybody wants to get their hands on at some times when they come into the shooting sports. But I notice now you're shooting a 9mm. Why did you make the decision to move up to the 9mm as opposed to sticking with the 22?
Well, I finally got big enough to handle it, for one. And I actually shot a Glock 17 once. I loved it because it was accurate, it was light, no recoil, and that's actually what I'm shooting now, a modified version.
Yeah, Mitch shoots a extended rail Glock 17, and our listeners know that the Glock line of guns are top-notch. They're used in competition, they're used in law enforcement, in the military, very high quality. Great for competition, great for basically every aspect that they're used in today. And Mitch, when we talk about shooting guns, there's a lot of, I think, misinformation out there about guns and kids. I know you've probably had the discussion with your dad and or your mom. Tell us a little bit, if you can remember, about when that discussion was had, how it went as far as you saying, hey, look, I want to do this, and them saying, hey, it's a good thing, we're going to let you do it.
Well, really, they approached me about it. I had already shown a little bit of interest beforehand. But really, the biggest talks that we had were always about safety. Because when you're shooting guns, there's no second chances if there's a mistake. There's always absolutes. And so the most important thing is to be able to understand the rules, for one, and to be able to be mature enough to follow them.
You know, Mitch mentioned several things. He talked about big enough to handle the larger caliber gun and then being mature and responsible. That's a big aspect, Mitch, and I know that that's something that we reinforce in every aspect of shooting, whether it's recreational shooting, the training classes we hold at Sim Trainer, Steel Challenge, Scholastic Action Shooting Pistol, the league that we do on Wednesday nights on Tuesday nights and Wednesday mornings. Now, you shoot in that league also, and tell us about your mental kind of mindset when you came there for the first time and realizing you were one of only two or three people under the age of 18. Was it a little bit intimidating, or did that not bother you?
Well, I was a little bit nervous, of course, but it wasn't really too intimidating because really I wasn't there to compete with anyone else besides myself.
Great. Mitch, thank you for joining us today, and I know you got one more run to go to finish out today's challenge, but good luck today and good luck at the Nationals here in a few weeks.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, Mark, we have not only kids here, but we have several parents. It's a sport that many times kids enjoy with their parents, and I have Belinda with me. Belinda has two of her children in the program, and her children happen to be the grandchildren of Bob, who kind of coordinates and runs our competitive league on Tuesday and Wednesday. Belinda, let me start off by asking you, I know you had a father who was involved in the shooting sports, and obviously that was something that he let you participate in. But kind of take us through the progression as a parent, how you feel about your kids participating in the shooting events or shooting sports.
I enjoy it. Like, they need the competitiveness. There's a lot of camaraderie between everybody who comes out. You know, yes, they're competing against each other, but they're also friendly to give advice when, you know, the kids are too high, too low. You know, it's a friendly sport that everybody, you know, enjoys, and they come out here and can get real good advice from people who have been shooting for a long time.
There are people out there who tune into our radio show, who watch the news, who follow incidents happening around the country, and they develop kind of a negative aspect of firearms, particularly relevant to youth involved in the shooting sports. Now, you had a father who was involved in the shooting sports for a long time, so undoubtedly he let you participate, but I'm sure you probably had more friends. As a matter of fact, most of your friends, I'm going to guess, didn't participate in the shooting sports, and they didn't have much to say or do about guns at all. So, you know, that might have been kind of a different situation. So tell us a little bit about, you know, the attitudes that you've heard from other parents, not only today, parents of kids, your kids' age, but also parents of maybe like your father's age?
Well, you know, working, I've made a comment after some of these school shootings, people are saying that mental illness shouldn't have guns and restrictions need to get stronger. But in all honesty, the problem is we're not teaching our kids proper techniques and safety. They're scared of it. They don't know proper, you know, techniques if they see it, that they need to leave it alone or how to discharge it in case there's younger kids around, maintaining the barrel down and away from everybody. So, you know, to sit there and try to pinpoint it on mental illness or, you know, the kids shouldn't be out here, it's wrong. You know, we're teaching our kids not to be afraid of it, you know, in the proper safety of how to handle it. And also, you know, I love it the fact that if I leave my kids home, my kids can defend themselves. They're not going to be another statistic of somebody breaking in and killing them due to gun violence. They can actually defend themselves and walk away, you know, unscathed because they know how to handle the gun and they can take care of themselves.
Mark, I'll give you a chance to jump in. Any of the comments that have been discussed at this point, you have any action, reaction to?
Well, no, I think that's really wonderful, especially about being able to have the kids at home. You know, often the standard response to, well, I've got kids in the home and guns in the home, the first thing I need to do is make sure everything is locked up so the kids can't get to them. And that's right up to a point. But when the kids have been trained properly and they know how to use the firearms properly, they understand the consequences of the use of deadly force and when the appropriate time to do that is, if they have access to those firearms, they can stop something from happening that could otherwise cause them great bodily harm. And that has already been demonstrated. We've seen that happen in other places around the country. A young boy who went and got his father's AR-15 rifle and stopped someone from abducting his older sister, for example. And the fact that that's the kind of thing that is in your mindset and that you're willing to say, yes, we need to train our kids to be able to be properly able to defend themselves. That's really outstanding, and it's a message that I think a lot of people don't really get. The Steel Challenge aspect of it is a great way to practice those skills and get much more proficient.
All right. Hey, Belinda, one last thing before we go to our first break. You mentioned the camaraderie and the way the kids get along. That's kind of something that's in all the sports, whether it's football, soccer, baseball, softball. Band, whatever they have, kids get together. Do you see it any different here, or is it basically kind of the same dynamic?
It's kind of the same dynamic, other than a lot of these kids are the kids that may be the outcasts. So they get to come out here. They know they're not alone. They know they can enjoy it and have fun and learn the basics of how to use the gun properly. And, you know, they're making friends so they don't feel alone.
Yeah.
And that causes, you know, them to not necessarily go down the wrong path and cause a bigger situation, you know, because they do have the camaraderie. They can talk to everybody. They can get better on safety if they see something that, you know, they did wrong for the day, and they learn from it.
All right, Linda, we do need to take.
Thank you for joining us today. We sure appreciate it. Mark, I'm going to let you take us into our first break, and then we'll get back with you right after the break.
Okay, super. Yeah, we are going to take our first break for the hour, so stick with us and join the conversation at 457-1290. We'd love to get you up on the board. This is Mark Avery with Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Each year, the Ford Oval of Honor program recognizes individuals who have demonstrated their commitment to serve and defend our country. 2018 recipients will be honored at an Oval of Honor presentation on Thursday, June 21st at 6:30 p.m. at the National Museum of the United States Air Force. For more information, visit nationalmuseum.af.mil. That's nationalmuseum.af.mil. This airtime provided by Neighbors Helping Neighbors. Underwriters include White Allen and Dyer Garofalo Mann & Schultz.
Find great gifts for Dad and big home improvement savings during Menards Father's Day Sale. Make your yard stand out with an end cap grass repair kit. It quickly and effectively repairs bare spots, fills in thin areas, and blends with existing grasses. The all-in-one formula contains everything you need to sprinkle, water, and grow. A jug covers up to 400 square feet, only $10.97. These deals are going on now through June 16th. Plus, Menards gift cards are perfect for Father's Day.
Save big money at Menards.
See your new floor in our store today. Carpet Consultants has one of the area's largest showrooms with a huge in-stock inventory. Our staff can help with hardwood flooring, waterproof luxury vinyl plank and tile, ceramic tile, and pet-resistant carpeting. Carpet Consultants can help with no hype, no hassle, and no pressure. Locally owned, quality service, and value since 1989. Located two blocks west of I-75 on 725 by the water tower. Visit Carpet Consultants Floor.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply. Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Dayton? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Dayton area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Dayton is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Due to increased business, Craftsman Home Improvements is currently seeking skilled installers to join their team. As one of the top kitchen and bath design build firms in Ohio, they need experienced, full turnkey contractors for steady year-round work. Qualified candidates must have tools, truck trailer, and insurance. Experience with finished carpentry, tile, plumbing, electric, and drywall is required. Current openings are in Kettering and Westchester, and plenty of work is available. Check them out at CraftsmanHome.com. That's CraftsmanHome.com.
It's the Jeep Celebration event at Key Chrysler, Jeep Dodge, and Ram Trucks with the biggest savings yet. I'm Alex Toby. We have over 100 new Jeeps in stock. Save up to $5,000 on new 2018 Jeep Wranglers and new 2018 Jeep Renegades starting at just $18,900. Plus, amazing deals on Ram trucks. New 2018 Rams up to $13,000 off and the all-new 2019 Ram up to $9,000 off. Shop 24/7 at KeyChrysler.com or make the short drive. We'll see you at Key today.
A hot and humid afternoon with high temperatures around 90, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon and evening. We'll see skies clear out tonight, low down to 71, even hotter for Father's Day, partly sunny skies with high temperatures around 93. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip, and I'm with Jeff Pedro, who is out at the Greene County Fish and Game Association with the Steel Challenge. Jeff, we've been able to have some great interviews with folks out there already. Tell me a little bit more about some of the things that are going on.
Yeah, we're going to have a couple of other participants talk with us after the break, but I want to remind our listeners that Steel Challenge is kind of, for us at least, it's the practice stage for our kids to participate in the Scholastic Action Shooting Pistol program. They're similar and alike in that they're shooting steel plates as fast as they can with accuracy, and their score is their accumulated time over four or five runs at each of the individual stages. So we're out here enjoying it, getting ready for the Nationals, which are coming up the third week of July. We've got about 10 kids that are going to be participating. And as I'm so proud to mention, our varsity team, which are high schoolers, finished in first place at the state event. And we expect to be very competitive. And I will predict right now we're going to certainly be in the top three, and with a good day, we could very well win Nationals also. So we're excited about that opportunity. But out here at Greene County, Greene County is a great organization. They are really partnering with other organizations, particularly with us, to promote youth in the shooting sports. And next Saturday, June 23rd, they have their annual, what they call Jake's Youth Day out here. And what they're going to do is they're going to provide all the ammunition, a variety of different guns, 22 pistols, semi-autos and revolvers, 22 rifles, lever action rifles. They're going to let the kids participate in cowboy shooting where they get to shoot, similar to what we're doing here at Steel Challenge, but they have metal targets that have cowboy, Western cowboy themes. They're going to be able to participate in archery, shoot black powder guns, shoot some trap, just to kind of get kids exposed to the shooting sports. Now, they have an age range here, and basically on the low end, they say the age the kids can successfully handle shooting 22 style pistols all the way up through 17 and or they're just finishing up high school. For that day, you show up. It's going to start at 8 in the morning and go to about 2:30 or 3. Each event is going to be supervised by trained range officers and adult volunteers, so the kids will never be outside of the supervision of one or two adults per kid. In addition, they're going to provide a lunch. It's going to be hot dogs, hamburgers, chips, and things like that. And it's free to the people out there who want to bring their kids to get involved in the shooting sports. And I can't emphasize enough how important and what a great opportunity it would be for them to be able to come out here and do that. Again, it's next Saturday, the 23rd, from 8 to 3 or so, and they're providing everything. You just what I'd recommend people do is just dress for the weather. Make sure you have some sort of, your clothing at least should be appropriate. Wear a hat. We will provide eye protection, ear protection, all the things you need to shoot, and it's just going to be a great way for you to enjoy the outdoors and the shooting sports. And speaking of enjoying the outdoors, I know people were probably thinking, gosh, Jeff, it's 90 degrees and it's terrible, but we have sun tents set up here, and I have my cool wrap around my neck, and I'm taking in lots of fluids, and it's been a very enjoyable day. And tomorrow being Father's Day, my kids asked me, what did I want to do? And I said, hey, let's go trap shooting. So we're going to go out tomorrow. I don't care what the weather is. My kids are going to take me trap shooting at the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base Rod and Gun Club. And so we're going to continue to enjoy this great weekend.
Yeah, Jake's Day is a really big deal for Greene County Fish and Game Association. I'm a member out there. It's something that a lot of people participate in. It's a lot of the members come out to help. And this is a fantastic opportunity. Really, it's open from ages about 5 and up because they start with BB guns. So if you've got kids that you'd like to get into this activity, this is a great way to get started, a great way to get an introduction, and it will be an awful lot of fun.
You know, Mark, you mentioned a very good point. You've got members out here who volunteer their time to promote the youth shooting sports. It's a great, great opportunity for kids to interact with adults, for adults to introduce kids to the shooting sports, which will, in many cases, carry with them throughout their lifetime. I know you had very good positive experiences as a young kid. I did the same, but there's a lot of kids that haven't, and it's simply because of lack of opportunity, and that's what they're trying to provide out here.
Well, we've had a lot of times where that has skipped generations, and that's something that even we've had people come to Sim Trainer because they want to bring their kids, they want their kids to get some of that experience, but they don't feel qualified to teach them. So that's where they come to us, and we're absolutely joyed to have that kind of opportunity to bring these kids in and give them an opportunity. And then, of course, then the action pistol program, the Scholastic Action Pistol program is a fantastic way to get people in and get some competitive action as well. All right, we're going to need to take a break and go over to my partner over across the wall. In fact, I borrowed his voice for this week. Damian Burrs on the News Center. Give us a call at 457-1290 and we'll get you up on the board. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 2:30. I'm Damian Burrs with a WHIO News update. Man found floating in the Great Miami River has been identified.
We're tracking the chance for some showers and thunderstorms to develop across the Miami Valley. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic. There's no accidents reported this hour across the Miami Valley's major highways. Your drive times are looking normal. Our top story. Updating a story we've been following, the Montgomery County coroner's, I've identified the Dayton man pulled from the Great Miami River.
66-year-old Philip Skandrick was discovered by people on the bike path in the area. Cops are investigating how Skandrick ended up in the water.
WHIO's Ron Otto says the results are listed as pending. In Columbus, Ohio Attorney General and 41 other attorney generals announced Friday a $100 million multi-state settlement with Citibank over LIBOR manipulation. This settlement with Citibank is for fraudulent conduct involving the London Interbank Offered Rate with widespread impact on global markets. There's a plant that may look like Queen Anne's lace, which is totally harmless, but this plant is a different story.
Now that the summer is here, warnings are being issued to watch out for giant hogweed. It's a plant that can grow up to 14 feet, possibly taller, with a white flower head that can grow up to 2.5 feet in diameter. Conservation experts say, don't touch it.
WHIO's Jonah Audi says the plant's sap reportedly causes painful blisters and can hurt your eyes. Anyone who has this happened is advised to see a doctor. A barn burner at the World Cup in Sochi as Spain's Cristiano Ronaldo scored 3 for Spain against Portugal. The third was a free kick that sealed the draw in Friday's competition. Ronaldo only took 4 shots during the match, making him 75% accurate. In comparison, one of Argentina's star players, Lionel Messi, took 10 shots and a final penalty kick, which he missed that would have sealed the game winner against the underdog Iceland team. Now here's a look at the exclusive WHIO Storm Center 7 forecast. Here's Josh Poland.
A hot and humid afternoon with high temperatures around 90, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon and evening. We'll see skies clear out tonight, low down to 71, even hotter for Father's Day. Partly sunny skies with high temperatures around 93. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Looking at a clear scan of the live Doppler 7 radar right now, it's 90 degrees in Springboro, it's 85 in Troy, and 87 degrees in Dayton at 233. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Damian Burrs on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
We will never fully understand what we've asked of our military service members, of their families, or their children, asking them to deploy, patrol, stay on watch, on point, asking them to put themselves in harm's way, to endure it all. But we do understand that it's our turn, our duty, to bring them all the way home, to keep them secure, to have their backs for the rest of their lives. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs do whatever it takes to help our most severely ill or injured veterans live independently at no cost for life, so that they might stand at ease. Find out how you can help at findwwp.org.
I love hearing about the weather.
It keeps me updated accurately,
more in-depth and truthful.
We heard from you, WHIO listeners, and we are not slowing down as we continue to bring you news that affects you and the Miami Valley. You have told us how important breaking local news, weather, and traffic is to you, and we will continue to provide the latest 24/7. You can trust me, Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News and the voice of the Flyers on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. I've been here for over 37 years, and I'd like to think I've earned your trust.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is WHIO's Clark Howard. I save you money, and the gang at WHIO work hard to bring you live breaking weather, traffic, and news right here. WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip. We're glad that you've joined us today. If you're new to our show and you'd like to find out more about what we've been doing here over the last, well, we're now in our 10th year, so it's been since 2009 when we started. You can go to our website at sim-trainer.com/radio, and you can see a little bit more information. That's where you can also find our podcast. Podcast is a great way to get caught up on things that have happened in the show that maybe you were not available to listen on Saturday afternoon, and the shows are usually available by Monday, so you can download that podcast. If you want to subscribe the podcast, you can, and then listen to it anytime that you're available. Let's go back on out to Greene County Fish and Game, where Jeff is out there with the Steel Challenge. Jeff?
Mark, I have one more guest with me today. I want to talk with him. Barry, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Barry, you're a participant out here. You come as an adult to shoot, but I notice you also have your son participating. I
brought my son out here today. He's a junior at Wright State, and his first time to shoot out in the competition, and he tore me up today, but that's all awesome. He's having a good time, and, you know, it's something my dad did with me when we were young, took us out shooting, and my brother and I just, that's what we grew up doing, and it's part of our life, and that's what I want to pass on to my son, and I passed it on to my daughters, too. They enjoy shooting guns.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for doing that. You mentioned two things. You're passing it on to your kids, and you're having fun, and that's really what it's all about. Now, they're shooting out here for times, and I know James sends out a weekly tally. And sometimes we score in the middle of the pack, sometimes we score in the bottom of the pack, and sometimes we get lucky we score in the top of the pack. That really doesn't matter, does it?
No, not at all. You know, this is just fun. The guys that are out here, there's something to learn from all of them. They've got a tip or a technique to help you or to help you fix your gun or something. And the camaraderie out here is just awesome. I love it.
Well, isn't it nice to have multiple generations? I know you and I are in the same generation, and Mark and I talk all the time about how a couple generations didn't have the opportunity to enjoy the shooting sports, but not only are we encouraging that, but now we got young kids. What do you feel about that?
Yeah, we just have to pass it on. You know, guns are safe in the hands of a safe user. And for my kids to enjoy a gun and go out and shoot, I've got to pass it on, and I want my grandchildren to do that too.
Awesome. Thank you for joining us. Yes, we appreciate it, Barry. Thank you again. And again, what Barry emphasized there is that kids have a great time shooting. It's a great opportunity for father, son, father, daughter, mother, son, mother, daughter, kids, grandparents. We've had one family has three generations here. So there's lots of opportunities for the kids to enjoy it. Right now, there's about a 8 or 9 year old kid up on the line right now enjoying the shooting sports. His grandpa and his father are watching on. I think his mother or grandmother is also here. So there's plenty of opportunities for the kids to get involved, and that's certainly what they're doing out here. Mark, I thank you for letting us have this part today, and I'm going to go ahead. I got to go up and finish a round. I'll let you kind of round out things and talk a little bit more about that. And be sure to talk about the National Shooting Sports Foundation's Own It, Respect It, and Secure It gun safety protocol, this being Gun Safety Awareness Month. It's something that we certainly want our listeners know about.
All right, Jeff, thanks very much for calling in from out there, and shoot straight.
Okay, thanks. See ya.
Now, if this seems a little weird to you, if this is something that you're listening and you have really not thought about a family activity that includes guns, I can't encourage you enough to come down and get some basic training. Our First Shots program is a great way to do that. There are several opportunities. You can go to our website at sim-trainer.com and look at the courses that are available. We have a First Shots class coming up on the 7th of July. So that's that first weekend after the Independence Day. If you'd like to get your family started in that, that's a great way to do that. We also have our second round rifle coming up on Monday, which is part of the youth shooting sports camp. That's from camp from 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Monday, the 18th. And that's an opportunity for kids who have already had first shots and would like to come in and get a little bit more experienced, try a new different type of firearm. So the first shots, the first class, is typically all handguns. And then we're going to bring out several different types of rifles. So we have lever action, bolt action, pump action, and some semi-autos. And they will get an opportunity to see the difference. There's really not that much difference in terms of the basic fundamentals. Obviously, the way you mount the rifle, the way you hold it is a little bit different. Instead of just in your hands, you get three-point contact against your arm and your shoulder as well. So it also, because it has a longer sight radius, it's a little easier to aim accurately. So people are able to be much more accurate at a little bit longer distance, one of the great advantages of the rifle. It's an opportunity for kids to get some experience with that type of firearm. And then on Wednesday, we have the Youth Shooting Sports Camp Fun and Gun. Now, we've moved the time for that class. We have, instead of going from 9 to noon, that class is going to be from 1 to 4 in the afternoon on Wednesday. So if you have signed up for that class, you should have been contacted that time has have been moved. But if you have not signed up for that class, there's still plenty of time to do that for kids who have already had the first shots class. Also on the 20th is the first of our two-night concealed carry class that week. We're having concealed carry on the 20th and 21st, Wednesday and Thursday evening from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Now, if you're new to shooting and you say, look, I want to get a license to carry concealed handgun, I see what's going on in the news, I don't want to be that person who was in a situation where the only way to stop this deadly act from happening to me, something that would cause me serious bodily harm or death, which, by the way, serious bodily harm includes sexual assault. So if you're in the situation where you said, you know, I've been paying attention to the news and I think maybe it's time I did this, the other thing I would recommend that you do is to look at getting signed up for the basic handgun class, which is on Monday the 18th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Now, we're running a special right now for concealed carry for the summer through July. If you get signed up for one of our classes either this month, there's a class, again, I mentioned on Wednesday and Thursday this coming week. There's also a class on Saturday the 23rd, and then we'll have classes scheduled in July as well. If you want to get scheduled for any of those classes, the concealed carry class we're offering this summer for half price. So instead of $100 that you normally would pay to get that class, you only have to pay $50 for the class. Well, we also have a basic handgun class. That's $100 as well. So you can get the two of those for $150. And you'll obviously need to get ammunition to go along with that. The ammunition typically runs $25 to $35 or so, depending on what caliber you use. You don't have to have your own firearm. We have firearms available. One of the beauties of the basic handgun class is that you get the opportunity to try a whole lot of different firearms. So it's pretty easy to figure out which guns you don't like just by picking them up and holding them. And that is a lot of information, but it's not enough information. You also need to shoot those firearms and find out what they feel like in your hand when you shoot them. And if you haven't already done that, and then you go to buy a gun, you try it, and you don't like it, you're really kind of stuck with a used gun. Now, those guns still have some value. Some places take a lot of used guns and will exchange them. Maybe the place that you bought it will do that. And when you find that you've got a gun that you didn't that didn't work out for you, you can upgrade that to a gun. And I call it an upgrade only because for you, it's an upgrade. It might not be any better of a gun from a generic standpoint, but it's better for you. And that's really key. But the better way to do that is to know before you go buy the gun, test drive it, and that's really what we do in the basic handgun class. Now, if you're already an experienced shooter and you'd like to get that opportunity, we also have a try it before you buy it program. So you can come to the range and try any of our guns for $10 plus a box of ammo. You do not need to be a member of the range in order to do that. Obviously, we'd encourage you to join the range and come back and shoot on a regular basis. Being a member of the range also gives you a discount off the cost of our regular classes. So again, like for the basic handgun class, instead of $100, if you're a member, it would only be $85. But that is just an opportunity for you to come in and then shoot and get the practice that you need to be really proficient. So there's a whole lot of opportunities. We would love for you to be a participant in that. If you'd like more information, again, you can go to our website at sim-trainer.com. There, all the classes are listed there along with descriptions. There's a calendar that shows you graphically where all the classes are in the month. You can also call the range at 293-3914 and get signed up for any of those classes. All right. Well, Jeff and I have been kind of monopolizing this show. So let's go out to the phones and talk to Kevin, who's calling from Xenia. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Oh, good afternoon.
How can I help you today?
Well, the first weapon I bought was a Thompson 1911, and it's the gun I use for in-the-house protection. And online, I saw they had threaded barrels. And my question is, what about using a suppressor for just strictly inside my home?
Well, what aspect of it? I mean, a suppressor obviously reduces the level of the noise.
Yes, but the legal aspects of it.
Oh, okay. Well, there was a bill, or there is a bill, that's pending in the U.S. Congress that would change the way that suppressors are regulated. That bill would allow you to purchase a suppressor just the same way you purchase any other firearm. You go through the background check, the NICS check, you fill out the 4473, and you would get the firearm. Or you would get the suppressor. Right now, however, suppressors are regulated under the National Firearms Act. So in order to purchase a suppressor, before you can take possession of it, you'll have to get an ATF Form 4. It has to be signed by your police department and then forwarded to the ATF. That process can take up to a year, unfortunately. And that's one of the reasons why this bill called the Hearing Protection Act was even introduced. It's actually been introduced several times, but one of the main reasons was because this is a ridiculous level of control over something that's not even a firearm. It is completely unable to be used on its own. Of course, Hollywood has told everyone that when you put a suppressor on a firearm, it makes it go, which is completely not true. It does reduce the noise level by about 30 decibels, but when you're talking about starting at 130 to 150 decibels, that's still a really loud sound. And so it does reduce that level to the point where it's less likely to cause damage to your hearing if you have to use your firearm, especially in a enclosed area. So I completely agree that it's ridiculous that you should have to go through that program. But if you're going to talk about right now, we have to recognize that ridiculous is where we are. So the best thing we can do is to spend as much time and as much energy as we can contacting our legislators in the U.S. Congress and in the U.S. Senate and let them know that this is something that needs to happen. Unfortunately, it's gotten caught up in this whole anti-gun fervor that has hit after Parkland and some of the other real tragic situations that have occurred because criminals have decided to do criminal things. And those who would blame the equipment rather than the individuals have been doing that with all the energy they can muster. So I don't know whether that bill will even get any consideration between now and the end of this Congress. Hopefully it will, and if it does, I suspect it would pass. But in the meantime, you'll need to go through that. That basically, it's a National Firearms Act controlled item, and you have to get additional permissions to do that, both from your local police department, and then it goes to the ATF, and they have been approving them, but the time that it takes to get that done is not something that's going to be something you'll have by, say, Father's Day.
Okay, so it's nothing that would be recommended that I just walk out into my shop at
this point. Yeah, no, hang on, just let me get you back after the break, because I need to take the last break for the hour. If anybody else would like to call in, please do at 457-1290. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic, and our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Find great gifts for Dad in big home improvement savings during Menards Father's Day sale. Get unbeatable quality and satisfaction guaranteed with Cabot Premium Exterior Wood Care Products. Cabot offers the best finishes and protection to keep any exterior wood surface looking beautiful. It's great for fences, decks, furniture, and more. Save $8 a gallon after rebate, including 5-gallon pails. These deals are going on now through June 16th. Plus, Menards gift cards are perfect for Father's Day.
Save big money at Menards.
If you served in the military, you may be eligible for health care benefits at the Dayton VA Medical Center. These are benefits you've already earned through your military service. Regardless of when or where you served, you may be eligible. To apply, just call us at 937-956-0770. Visit our website at dayton.va.gov or just walk into the Dayton VA Medical Center and ask for assistance at the front desk. The Dayton VA Medical Center. You served us. Now let us serve you.
MZA is a proven industry leader in physics-based modeling, analysis, and development of laser and imaging systems. MZA has unique problem-solving expertise in aero-optics, atmospheric turbulence, beam control, laser communications, and more. MZA's WaveTrain software has been used on every major Air Force high-energy laser program of the past 20 years. Their line of trackers, wavefront sensors, deformable mirrors, and high-speed control systems are enabling the next generation of airborne lasers and surveillance. MZA stands at the intersection of research and technology.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group. I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
America's Best Choice Windows and Doors is the number one fastest growing window and door company in the Miami Valley. Stop by our showroom at 100 North Sunset Drive in Piqua, Ohio to see our full line of Provia windows and doors or call us for a free quote at 937-570-6785 because your first choice should always be America's Best Choice Windows and Doors. American made, American strong, American proud.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Dayton? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Dayton area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Dayton is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Join WHIO's Sergeant Mark Thursday, June 21st at St. Leonard in Centerville at 8100 Clio Road. He'll be broadcasting for the longest day benefiting the Alzheimer's Association. Join him for the broadcast from 1130 to 130, which will include a food truck rally. That's June 21st at St. Leonard in Centerville.
A hot and humid afternoon with high temperatures around 90, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon and evening. We'll see skies clear out tonight, low down to 71, even hotter for Father's Day. Partly sunny skies with high temperatures around 93. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip. And right before the last break, we were talking about suppressors and some of the options for putting them on a firearm and using them for home defense. There are some... I talked to Kevin off the air. And he had a question about also making one himself, some questions that I didn't yet have the answers to, but I will get those and we'll talk to him again at another time. Let's go back out to the phones and talk to Mike, who's calling from Centerville. Mike, welcome to the show. Thanks for adding.
Howdy. I just wanted to say that I'm a longtime listener. I enjoy your show. I grew up in Texas. I own a number of Title II firearm suppressors and whatnot, but they've updated the law recently. Effective of July of 2017, you no longer have to get law enforcement sign-off.
Oh, I see. Okay, great.
Yeah, however, you still have to do the fingerprints, the photographs, and as you pointed out, a year is typically the waiting time before you can take possession.
Okay. And that is unfortunate, and it my understanding is that it has gotten a little better recently, that the ATF has put more staff on that, but we're still talking close to a year.
Yeah, exactly. The other thing I would say is, you know, I appreciate the other gentleman's interest in getting a suppressor for use, like certainly when he goes out shooting. However, from a self-defense situation, I would advise against it, just because if, God forbid, there was ever a situation where you'd have to defend yourself, having that additional item, you know, might create a legal issue for you, even though it shouldn't.
Why would you say that?
Well, it's just been the case that if you're using an NFA item for self-defense, typically, the average person doesn't understand that the law-abiding citizen who passes an FBI background check and whatnot can have these things. It sometimes can look bad, basically, you know, and that's just an opinion, and everybody has an opinion, right? So
okay. I was just curious if you had any legal precedent that went along with that, specifically having to do with suppressors or mufflers.
Well, I think there are some cases, but I'm not certainly aware of those right off the top of my thing. But I'll look that up and see if I could provide that to you.
Okay.
Online.
Well, the other question that he had was about making one yourself. Are you familiar with what the requirements
are
with that?
Yeah, he can do that on a Form 1, but he has to get an approved Form 1 before he can actually start building it. So
okay.
I would advise against that. In any case, having gone down that route with a friend of mine who is a manufacturer, it takes a lot of time and effort, and the people that know how to do this already are very good at it.
Oh, yes.
I would rather recommend that he would purchase one from, an authorized dealer after getting an approved Form 4. But if he wants to build one, he has to fill a Form 1 out, and it has to be approved before he can do anything.
You basically have to be registered then as a manufacturer at that point.
Well, you can build one as an individual, but you can't start building until you have an approved Form 1. And the Form 1 will take sometimes almost as long as a Form 4. So I would just say go, instead just buy it from a known manufacturer, do it the right way, get a Form 4, and pay. You'll have to pay a $200 tax, but that's okay. I mean, I think you'd be happier with the results.
Mike, thanks very much for calling the show. I really appreciate you weighing in.
Well, I appreciate your show, and I hope y'all have a great weekend, and happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Same to you. This is one of the joys of doing this program is because we have some of the greatest listeners in the world, people who are willing to share their knowledge as well. And Mike, thanks very much for calling in and doing that along with it. I personally don't own a suppressor. It's something I've kind of liked to do. I have a couple of guns that would take a suppressor, and I've been waiting for the National Firearms Act modification that would that has been called the Hearing Protection Act. I've been kind of waiting for that to get passed before I go ahead. The suppressors are more expensive than they have to be because of all the regulations that are associated with that, and that's really unfortunate. In some parts of the world, in places where we would often think that guns are highly restricted, suppressors are considered the only polite way for you to be out and about and hunting. If you don't have a suppressor on your shotgun or on your rifle and you're out hunting, you're considered rude or gauche, and that, maybe that's something we should really consider. That's part of the reason why that bill was proposed in the first place. Well, again, let me remind you that we do have the Youth Shooting Sports Camp coming up, second round rifle and fun and gun on Monday and Wednesday this coming week. Then the following week, the 25th, the 27th and 29th, we have a full series of that. So if you would like to get your kids aged 10 and up through 18 into that program, please call the range at 293-3914 and we'll get you onto that. If you can't make it this week or next week and you'd like to perhaps do it next month, fill out the survey on our registration page and let us know when works for you. Thanks very much for being part of the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.